as of right now, I really don't know what they had me playing. You know, I'm pretty versed. They had, you know, I played a little bit of both in college, but on the end and the nose. So I guess I won't really know that until I get there.
Has it been a long wait? And what was it like to finally get that phone call?
Did you repeat the question?
The question was, has it been a long wait? And what was it like to get the phone call?
Oh, man, yeah, man. I mean, you know, I knew it was going to come sooner or later, but, you know, it was just the weight of just sitting there, you know, watching guys go by. But once I got it, it was pretty everything, you know.
How did teams play you differently last year versus the year before when you had Fletcher Cox next to you?
I mean, last year, you know, they had to kind of, they probably played a little bit more for him, so it kind of helped me out as far as getting a lot of one-on-ones and things. So I made a lot more plays last year, but this year, you know, they keyed on me a little more, so I had to do, you know, I had to kind of start doing a little bit by myself, but, I mean, they're not trying to start anything, but, you know, I just had to do a little bit more stuff on my own and depend on other guys on the selection.
Could you describe yourself a little bit as a player?
I think I'm a true D type, you know, I can play, I'm a pretty versatile player, I can play from the end to the nose, so. I mean, I'm a pretty hard worker, so I pride myself on playing hard and trying to be as physical as possible when I'm on the field.
Josh, did you know the Packers were interested in you going into the draft?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got a few phone calls from them, and they told me, you know, that they were interested, but I didn't know how far, you know, because some teams did call me prior, you know, yesterday, a couple teams called me yesterday and told me they were going to try to be able to take me in, so I didn't really know how I stood with the Packers, but, you know, I got the call so I can see.
How do you think you can move into a 3-4 defense? Do you know much about what Dom Capers runs up here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Just how familiar are you with what Dom Capers runs with his 3-4 defense in Green Bay?
I still can hear it.
How familiar are you with what Green Bay runs for its defense up here and its 3-4?
Oh, yeah, 3-4. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not too used to 3. We had a little bit of 3-4 in college, but we were more of a 4-down team. But, you know, I feel like it's something I could. I mean, I'm going to be real good with because I can adapt real quick to things. So I think once I get in and get to play with them, I'll start going to adapt to it real quick.
Are you friends with Derek Sherrod?
Excuse me?
The question was, are you friends with Derek Sherrod?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I played with him for 2 years, you know, man. So, man, I know him pretty good.
And did you talk to him at all about Green Bay or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I seen him one time when he was here, he was in Starkville. I talked to him a little bit. He was just telling me about how it is up there. But, no, I didn't even really think I would get drafted there. But he told me a little bit about how it is, and so I mean, so I got a kind of idea about what's how it is up there, though.
Josh, the Packers defensive line coach said he first noticed you last year when he was looking at tape of Fletcher Cox. I'm just wondering how playing with him maybe made you better, even though he wasn't with you this season.
It was just the point of, you know, it was mostly competition. You know, me and him, we always try to push ourselves with everything to compete. You know, you try to see who can be the better and who can be, you know, this and that. So, far as, you know, it was just competition, though. A lot of teams, a lot of people look at him, so, you know, and then open up and then I started getting a little attention.
Hey, Josh, we're losing you a little bit on your connection.
Okay, so I said, man, it was a lot of competition, so we always try to push each other to get better. Decision to make the most plays in the game, and it kind of helped me because just to compete, and we got all we competed, it kind of helped me to roll over to become a better hard worker.
What was your best game at Mississippi State and why?
Was it season or just overall period?
Like, he's asking you, like, this season or overall?
Best game.
What was the best game of your career?
I would probably say junior year Alabama. I had 11 tackles that game. two tackles for loss. Well, probably one of my better games I ever played, man.
What was it like facing Eddie Lacy?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, Josh. The question was, what was it like to face Eddie Lacy?
He's a great running back. You know, he was a pretty good. He was pretty solid. He was hard to hit. So it was a pretty good challenge for me.